Roger, I've been happy with every effort from this basketball team this year.
Yeah.
Every time they've taken the court so far this year, they haven't played a game where I haven't sensed that they weren't trying. Unlike last year's basketball team that just.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what last year's basketball team did at times. That was like wasting food watching those guys play. What a waste.
Yeah, you're right. Keith, would you have to, an open illusion now, would you have to, Keith?
Oh, sure. I don't think there was anything, Roger, tonight where, there's nothing effort-wise that I thought was a problem tonight. Tennessee showed up. They played hard. No, there's nothing effort-wise to complain about tonight.
Hey, yeah. Roger, TR called in earlier.
Right.
And he had a pretty good call. I don't think he's a big Deerstone guy.
Yeah.
We like Deerstone. I like Deerstone. I like Mickey just fine. In fact, I love women's basketball. I don't know if you've seen this, guys, but tonight, Brianna Stewart had 28. Connecticut beat Tulsa, Keith, tonight 92-46. Now, somebody paid to get into that game, Keith.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the deal is. But, Raj, thanks, man. I hope you have a great night, buddy.
Okay, you'll see
y'all. Love you, man. All right, buddy.
Okay, see you. Okay.
Do people really pay to go see that, Keith? Did somebody pay? Because you could not pay me to watch somebody lose 92-46 to somebody in anything.
I'm sure UConn has their season ticket holders a lot like the Lady Vols do. You got me.
And those Lady Vol fans in those 50-point games, they'll sit over there and cheer for blood. And they'll press somebody at the end of a game, and they'll be beating the living hell out of some poor team. Back in the day, boy, they used to cheer for blood, man. Blood.
I got to wonder, Tony, one thing. If you're Mark Few at Gonzaga, and you've done what he's done all these years, and you're sitting number three in the country, and ESPN sends Beth Mowins and Stan Heath to do your game, don't you raise mortal hell with the people in Bristol?
You have trouble with Beth Mowen's work?
I mean, what the hell is Joe Tessitore doing some bum fight in an alley somewhere tonight or whatever that crap he does is? He couldn't show up and do this game? And is Sean Farnham on a drunk or something today? How in God's name do you end up with Stan Heath?
You're always subtle, aren't you?
I mean, obviously everybody on the West Coast for ESPN is either at a wedding or busy or trapped in traffic or something. If you're the number three team in the country and you're getting Beth Mowins
as your play-by-play guy, she's your play-by-play guy. Beth Mowin. Who's the other play-by-play guy on there that I can't do? Pam Ward. Awful Announcing has an award they name after her called the Pammy. that's a literate thing.
Do they do it for women's basketball? Because I've got a radio nominee.
Oh, wow, that's terrible. Back to the phones we go. Past 11 o'clock and still all lines are jammed. There's the rat right there cussing and screaming on SportsCenter right now. The rat, Dar Raton. Hello and welcome to our next caller.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Robbie, what's up, man?
Not much. I got some quick observations. We've about beat this thing to death tonight. First off, I think Jabari McGee would make a huge difference going down. I think this is when we were going to really be hurting for his services was during this stretch of games, the past, what, nine. Second, I think John Calipari just took Bruce to the woodshed, made him like it tonight. And third, if Ella Dorsey and Shannon Spake showed up with a 12-pack of teeth-cracking cold beer, Keith Hatfield would be the Michelangelo of snowman making.
That's a great call, Robbie. Thank you, brother. That's beautiful.
No problem.
Hey, that's funny
Robbie,
stuff.
Is Robbie gone?
No, he's still there.
Hey, Robbie, have you seen the kid out at Carter Bowden play yet, or have you talked to anybody that has?
My buddy that, might have Philly's buddy has spoken about him a couple of times. I'll tell you the kid, that he just blew out his knee. Barring that, if Kendall and those guys weren't looking at him, you want to talk about a kid that can just shoot the lights out. Andre Hale from Austin East High School. Mm-hmm. I watched him drain about 8 threes and go 15 of 15 from the free throw line a couple of weeks ago over there at Catholic. But no, I haven't seen. I'm hoping to during the playoffs to catch that kid from Carter. I've heard.
I was going to try to sneak over tonight and watch them and Fulton in their district final, but that didn't happen, obviously.
No, there's some good ones coming up this week. It'll be interesting if you get a chance that if they end up getting to face each other. Catholic Fulton game should be a real street fight, so to speak. But yeah, hopefully the kid from Austin East, I can't say enough good things about that kid. Was incredible just to watch, and he's the kind of guy, you know. I mean, he's not a real big, tall, long kid like the college coaches seem to like nowadays. But all he does is just shoot threes, run the offense, and I was just blown away at how he could move people around on the floor just simply with his head. Just moving his head from side to side, he could get guys out of position, and just a pure shooter. One of the best pure shooters I've seen in high school ball around here in years and years. So I hate that he blew his knee out. So I'm not sure if he's a junior or a senior.
Mm.
But yeah.
Thank you,
it's
Robbie.
Really good high school basketball. No problem, guys.
Hey, great talking to you, man.
Robbie.
Hatfield, I'm done. I'm out of gas, brah.
Got you.
I got callers on hold, though. And I love my callers. I love you. Appreciate you being there, but I am.
And we still got at least 5 more of these.
Oh, this is going to be fun. And then we have the CBI. You have to pay your way into the CBI. Somebody emailed me. Is that right?
I think you have to guarantee. I think you do. And then I think it's one of those odd deals. My understanding, and this is just, I think you have to pay your way in, but then you get to keep your gate receipts.
So what would be the purpose in having that?
Well, I guess if you think you can sell more tickets than your entry fee. I think that would be a tough call for Tennessee to make, because I still remember there being one of probably 800 people there when we played UAB in the NIT that time.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Not many more for Georgetown that time either.
Hatfield, thank you. Good luck tonight making snowmen in your dreams with Ella Dorsey and Shannon Spake.
I'll do what I can.
Because when you close your eyes tonight, brah, you're going to be out there making you a little snowman. Huh?
Always a good time, Tony. Always a good time.
Hatfield, love you, brother. Thanks. Hey, give me a final word on tonight.
Good effort. Look. You play an NCAA tournament team to the final buzzer on the road. There's not much bad you can take away from that. The main thing is to come back in here Thursday, play well at home for the first time in a while, and take care of Vanderbilt.
Thank you, my friend. Great talking to you, Keith.
No problem.
Great job tonight.
Thanks, Don. The callers make it easy.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun tonight. And I want to thank everybody for joining this evening. Again, we're with you after each and every Tennessee basketball and football game, and this is really just a blessing to get to do this with you. And I want to say thanks to my friend Gub Bone for his friendship. I want to wish him well as he goes. Gub Bone, we'll keep in touch with you, brother. You're in my prayers. You and your family. I want to say thanks to Keith Hatfield today, all the great callers. Thanks to you for being there. Thanks to you for spreading the word. This has been a lot of fun. This is really a lot of fun. We'll be with you Thursday night after the Vanderbilt game. We will also be with you Monday at 11 a.m. And remember, Keith Hatfield's on every Friday from 1 till 3 with his offering. Until we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, this is Tony Basilio wishing you a great Tennessee Saturday night.
news about the California quakes. The first time I felt their shape was in Miami. When Amy touched me, oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay. She said, be sure, and I'll call you in LA. Even in the taxi, I could hear my telephone ring. Touch his death.